I want to share you tonight from the book of Matthew chapter 7. Book of Matthew chapter number 7. There's a verse that is used over and over and over. People use it. And very seldom do they understand it. And very seldom is it ever used in its proper interpretation. And in doing so, I want to share with you a number of positive things. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 1. How many have ever heard this? Judge not, that ye be not judged. That's what it says. Judge not, that ye be not judged. And most often, when a person uses that verse, they are saying to another individual, don't judge me. Or, don't judge my friend. That's normally why we use it. But we misunderstand a very, very important truth from the Word of God. Judge not, ye be not judged. He goes on and says, for what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. With what measure ye meet, ye shall be measured to you again. Let's ask God to speak to our hearts. Lord God, tonight we've had some very major issues we've dealt with. Some questions that plague the hearts and minds of literally thousands of people. Lord, I pray that you might help us. If there's any question in our heart concerning these things, Lord, that you might help us to come to some solid realizations. Help us understand that life is a conception. Help us understand that you do indeed have a perfect one for us if we allow ourselves to be placed under your will in your domain. Now, Lord, I pray that as we look to your scripture tonight, very important verse and something that we so often misconstrue. God, help us to understand it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If we are tonight to preach or tell somebody else that they are never to make any judgments in life, that would be insane. Matter of fact, it wouldn't be scriptural. Because you are to determine tonight what is right and what is wrong. Matter of fact, the questions I've had asked to me tonight is basically, is this right or is this wrong? And we have to come to some determinations of those kinds of things. Matter of fact, it is one of our most important duties to make judgments. You say, but the Scripture says, judge not. Don't stop in the middle of a sentence when God doesn't. Don't stop with one verse when God doesn't. Always take things in its context. Matter of fact, we find that you and I, we are to embrace truth and we are to reject that which is false. Luke 12:57 says, yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? We are to make judgments. He says in John 7:24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Judge it in light of righteousness. Girls, you just pay attention. Tony? Pay attention. We are dealing with something very important when we think about judging. We are to make judgments. We are to measure men, by the way, by their fruits. The Bible says, by their fruits ye shall what? Know them. So we're going to make judgments about individuals. In the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 23, it talks about the works of unrighteousness and then talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And we're going to see the works of individuals, but we're also going to see the fruits of individuals. Works basically of the lost and fruits of those who are saved. Fruit being those inner characteristics that come beaming forth like love and joy and peace. The measure that we use to make our judgments is very important. And here's where we have a problem. Tonight, Tabitha, she said, what does the Bible say? That needs to be the measure by which we do these sorts of things, by which we make our judgments. It needs to be, thus saith the Lord. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in chapter 7 of our text, in verse 15, if you go down to it, beware of what? False prophets. If we're going to beware of those who bring false things, then we must make some judgments about that. How are we going to find that out? By using the truth of the Word of God. We must use it as our standard. The Bible says that we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. So we're going to have to look at different individuals. And there are certain things and characteristics about their lives. We ought to stay away from them, because they will pull us down. Those that we're around affect us. And we need to be very, very careful in those things. So we must make decisions. We must make judgments. But we also need to remember that when our Lord was dealing with people on earth, He was dealing many times with a group of folks called Pharisees. There were also Sadducees. There were others that were called publicans. And there was the Sanhedrin. But we find a group of religious people who basically thought they were better than other folks. And so they looked down at other people. And they believed themselves to be better. And the Lord is saying, hey, listen, to those people, He's saying, you're not any better than they are. And their two-facedness was very reprehensible in the sight of God. Paul, when he wrote to the Romans, said it this way, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. And so often we make judgments about people, and we're doing the very same thing. One of the things I have noted is when we are down on people on certain issues, many times because we have a problem with that as well. As we come to this scripture, I believe there's two interpretations that are given that have some error. Not completely, but some error. And basically one of those is that if you make no bad judgments against others, you'll not have them against you. And that does make sense. Judge not that you be not judged. So if I have a good attitude toward each person, I do not make bad judgments against them, then they're going to make good judgments against me. But that does not bear itself out historically from the Word of God even. The Lord Jesus Christ never made a bad judgment in His life. And yet we find that there were many judgments against Him. For they hung Him on the cruel cross simply because they deemed Him to be of devil, as opposed to the Son of God. Some folks say if you make no bad judgments against others, then the Lord won't even judge you. Because here, I believe, and I will share this with you, judge not, ye be not judged. Judge by who? Specifically, God. But we must make some judgments. But those judgments best be the right ones. There are two great lessons that I'd like for us to learn tonight from this particular scripture. First of all, as I read down through here, and let's read the rest of it. Let me start over. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to the brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. We're looking here, and the Lord gives us an illustration or a parable. He talks about a mote. That's like a speck. He talks about a beam. We're talking like a 2x4, all right? We're talking something big. And he's telling us here that if you and I are making judgments without first judging ourselves, we are in error. Self-judgment must precede all other judgments. If I'm going to make a judgment about an individual, I need to first look at my own life. I need to be on constant self-inspection of who I am and what I am doing. It is a mandatory thing in my life and ought to be in all of our lives. The beam that is in my eye must be dealt with before I can help somebody else. And oftentimes, the reason we can see the mote in our brother's eyes because of this big beam in ours, we recognize it. But we must deal with our own first. It is absolutely mandatory we do this kind of thing. We must look at ourselves, make self-judgment. So, I say to you, Tony, you're going to ask, who am I? Who am I? William, you've got to ask yourself, what have I done? We've got to do that. Rachel, you've got to ask yourself, where am I wrong? That is an absolute must. That must be done in your life and mine. That must precede all other judgments. We can look at our friends, we can look at our neighbors, we can look at our teachers, we can look at our associates, whatever it is. And we look and we see things wrong in their lives, but we need to look at ourselves first. We can only deal with what we can see with our brother. We ought to understand that. So when we take care of that judgment for ourselves, then we have the privilege or the opportunity to then help our brother. But what does he say there when we're going to help our brother? We're going to help him get what out of his eye? Is it the beam or the mote? Says the mote. It's a speck. It is something you can see. And here's something that's important. I can see if you do something wrong, but I don't know the motive. I don't know what brings it about. I don't know what prompts it from within. I can deal with what I see. But for me to make a judgment about why you do it, that is the wrong spot for me to get. I need to judge myself first, and then I can look at what it is that is wrong in your life. And it's very important we do that, because what takes place far too often is we see something wrong in somebody's life, and as Christians, we're very quick to make judgments about the motive behind it, and then we're very quick to tell somebody else, in the guise of spirituality, sister, we need to pray. When all we're really doing is not praying, but gossiping. But how we need to be very careful that we self-judge before we make any other judgments. And then understand this, and I believe this be the highlight principle of the whole section here. Judge not that ye be not judged. Judged by who? By God. by God. Is He not going to judge everything we do? As Christians, we kind of shove that aside a great deal. But we will be judged. By the way, the Bible says that which we've done right and that which we've done wrong. Well, I realize we'll not go to hell for it. I do not know what the judgment is going to be. I do know that there are great rewards awaiting for us. But what else is? I don't know. But this I do know. We will be judged by our judgments. And I don't know about you, that becomes very scary. So as I look at individuals and I make judgments about them, God's going to even judge me for those. Did I use prejudice to make my judgments? Did I use the Word of God? Did I really look for truth, or did I just kind of skim over some things? Did I make a judgment about somebody because of something I supposed, as opposed to something that is very real? I looked at the facts, but did I really know what was underneath of it? You've heard me tell this story here just recently. On a Sunday morning many, many years ago, I said to the folks, please, Sunday morning especially, if you got a problem, could you wait till after church to talk to me about it? Here was the reason. Do you have any idea what it's like to have a very crucial problem in the life of an individual be brought to you just moments before you step in the pulpit? In those days, I couldn't handle it. Today, it's a different story. I made that not to say I don't want to hear it. I had a family quit the church. You know why? Because of that remark. They made a judgment on my motive. And their judgment was, Pastor Springer doesn't care about our problems. What I was caring about was coming to the pulpit that I might say the truth of the Word of God, not be distracted for the entire congregation. That was my intent. So I was judged on a motive that was not there. I've done the same thing. Everyone who's in this room were guilty of that. Well, let's understand, we will be judged by God for those kinds of judgments. Did I say it? Yes. Did I mean it? Yes. What was my heart with it? They made the wrong judgment. And normally what happens then too is that people tell others. Did you know that remark was not made to me? It was not made to my wife. That it got to me second and third hand. By the way, make judgments about an individual that you think secret, it somehow always gets to those individuals. It's amazing what happens there. But God will judge us for that, our judgments. What's God want us to do? God wants us to understand the truth, make our judgments based upon it. Now let's stop and think. Rachel, what's your name?
Gabby.
Hmm?
Gabby.
Gabby, is that a nickname?
No.
No,
nickname, it's my real name.
That's your real name? Okay. I'm just asking. All right. Here's a truth that we need to stop and make a judgment about. Do you know what sin is? What is it?
The thing that told you lies.
It's more than just that. It's anything that we do that is wrong. Okay? Have you done anything wrong, Gabby?
Yeah.
Okay. You've made a judgment. You've probably done a whole lot more. Have you done anything wrong? Have you? Okay. You guys got to help me with names because I forget them, Dan. April?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Don't ever get hearing aids. Caitlin, have you ever done anything wrong? Very much wrong. Seriously. All right.
Galen.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, Galen. It's a good name. Okay.
Ashley.
You're an Ashley? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never done anything wrong?
Yeah.
Green fingernails is pretty wrong. No, I'm just joking there. Okay. Girls? One guy. I'm picking on this row right here. I'll leave this guy alone because he's... Well, it's another case. We made a judgment. Every one of you have sinned. Okay? That's a self-judgment. Here's another judgment you need to make. Do you know what God says concerning your sin, as far as your relationship with Him is concerned? You know, the Bible tells us that our sins have separated us from God. Do you understand that? Yeah. We have to make a judgment. That's a self-judgment. So every one of you sinned. Every one of you, I'm not even going to go back there because they got more experience at that end than you do. I can't look at my watch. Is that a 5 till? I got to hurry. Do you know what Jesus Christ did for you? Do you know why He died on the cross? For our sin. Because of your sin, you deserve to die. Last night I was at Cutler Funeral Home. A man I have known for many years had passed away. I've never done this before, but I had an evening service. 6 o'clock, I preached a message. His body lay to my right. Today they took that body, they took it to, I was going to call it an incinerator. I don't know what else you call it. They cremated him. They burned him. Tonight he's ashes. That's all that's left. Every one of us will come to that spot because of our sin. The wages of sin is death. You've got to make a judgment. Is that true of you? You will die one of these days. You might be young and you think, no, it's not going to happen. Get me. Listen to me. The toughest guy in our school 1 week after we graduated was dead. One week. And he died not more than about 2 miles from where most of you guys live at. There's a bridge on South Omaha Ridge Road. Goes across a little creek. He hit that. He was dead. Now there's another judgment you got to make. And that is, if Jesus died for me, I can accept His death for mine. That's what Roseanne was talking about. That's the need of your life. Some of you made that decision. you let him in your life. But if you don't, make a judgment on that. You will stand before the judge and be cast eternally in the lake of fire. You need him. Just plain and simple. We have, as Christians, a tendency to judge other people. We need to first of all judge ourselves. We don't even become a Christian until we first of all make judgment about ourselves and our sin. We will not be effective as Christians until we first of all make judgment about ourselves and our sin before we can even help a brother or sister in Christ. We will never be able to judge their motives, why they do things. We can judge what they did. That's the moat. But only after we get the beam out of our eye. And if we don't make right judgments, God will judge our judgments. Father, tonight, work in our hearts. Deal with each of us, Lord, in this area. Help me with it, Lord. Sometimes take it so glibly. Bless in the few moments to follow with our young folk. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.